pigs get lots of pasture land and wooded areas to run around and just be pigs on the Always Something farm. Owners Michael and Stephanie Parcott started raising small animals on an eighth of an acre in Clarence, and in 2014 bought an old but larger 42-acre farm in Darien.
Once we moved out here and we started getting into some larger animals, it turned into always something escaping, always something breaking, always something running out. And the name just kind of stuck, and we just ran with it.
On a walking tour, Parcott, who works full-time as a physician's assistant, says he didn't grow up farming.
I actually grew up in Snyder. I grew up at the Maine and Harlem.
Living in Ithaca several years ago, the Parcotts got some chickens to have fresh eggs, and one thing led to another. Now, along with pigs and chickens, they have some dairy and beef cows, and occasionally turkeys. But their main focus is raising heritage breeds of pigs. He says they have a dozen sows.
And we've actually started working with some of the different pig genetics, crossbreeding them back and forth, trying to intentionally breed to create a different type of pork depending on what our customers are looking for.
He also brought in some breeds used by factory farms to see what they'd be like raised on pasture land.
And so far we're finding that it actually has a lot of positive implications for those pigs. So they have darker quality meat, better fat deposition into the muscle. They're allowed to exercise. So they develop muscle and they develop flavor subsequently with that.
Parcott grows out his pigs several months longer than factory farms do, and they get rotated on different lots of land.
So by rotating or keeping them off of a certain piece of ground for an extended period of time, it actually, you wind up with healthier animals, you wind up with less parasite issues, and you allow the land a chance to recover too.
Steve Jedra, owner-chef of the Black Sheep, a farm-to-table restaurant on Connecticut Street in Buffalo, says the way animals are raised makes a difference.
I think it's really important to the taste and quality of the product that these animals are treated well, because if they're stressed and they're not eating well, it's just like anything. They're not going to grow correctly. They're not going to have the right fat content, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Most of Parcott's customers are local restaurant chefs. He says they've been a godsend.
Because they're saying it flat out that I'm using this, and this is expensive compared to what you can buy just from a big food distributor or a big meat company, but we're supporting a local family farm. They're looking for like a total package of good quality meat. They're looking for things that are ethically raised.
Michael Dimmer, owner of Marble and Rye on Genesee Street in Buffalo, says not only is the food quality better, buying local also shortens his restaurant's carbon footprint.
That's kind of where it started, but then getting to know your farmers, getting to know the families, getting to know how they rely on you and you rely on them for the health and wealth of their family and your family as well. The success of our restaurant relies heavily on our farmers.
At SUNY Buffalo State's Small Business Development Center, Director Susan McCartney says farm-to-table businesses are, quote, an amazing economic ecosystem. McCartney says it's like the tide that raises all ships.
It is your best scenario when all involved are local. And it's hard to picture anything more incredible than the ones where the food is produced here, sold locally, purchased by the people who live here, and we all keep it together.
Parcott says when he started, only one other local pig farmer was raising heritage breeds. Now the number, he says, has increased by quite a bit.
The local farming movement and the number of farms, it's hockey sticking, like it's accelerating at such a rapid rate. And we're actually having trouble keeping up with that demand.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.